24. Last week told me something you can't be ready for. I'm on the death of our innocence. I'm on the death of her innocence, let the henny pour. Some weeks ago she was in a cab. I felt sick to my stomach, cause when I listened back, driver was acting all forward, I should've drawn a line. She wasn't worried about it, it happens all the time. All the time, said it happens all the time. A little conversation, that's just all it is. Ask couple questions and he'll call it quits. He ain't even have to ask her where she lives. She was headed to this venue with a couple friends, and I was working late, said I'd collect her when the party. And she got into this no phone party. You know the ones where guys have their phones and all the women there don't. I threw one of them last week, so I don't wanna speak. And when I think about this shit, it cuts deep. You see Tamar, she like my little sis. So when I asked her to explain to me the story, she said this. I caught a vibe with a guy and then from the off, but something was off. Offered me pills and offered me shots and off of my head. Couldn't even say if I was sober or off of my head. I could've danced for days, wouldn't have been no surprise. But let's have a good night. They turn to have a good night when all the men start drinking, and then they feel entitled to more than opinions. You know how that goes, a man come to the girls like, fucking, let me get your snap in it. Add me back in it, fucking, what? What you doing after this? What you want? What's wrong? Why are you moving so stiff? Come back to the AP, what friend, what? Don't worry about her, you ain't her dad, that's long. I follow her home, call her a cab and what? I feel like I seen you before, what? You from Bex, you know Thames, fucking. Are you getting back to ends and I ain't saying that's weird? But it kinda is, she busy throwing up, he's trying to take her to the crib. But that's the culture of the club, right? All games fair. And if she don't like it, why she there? These times she just wanna go home. She don't wanna go alone with no battery on her phone, and all her friends are trying to stay. Cause they're going to somebody's after party in a house that's out of the way, and then she blacked out. She was gonna leave with them, but something felt off, and then she backed out. When I heard about the time she tried to make her home alone, she said,
"At Archway, I got out the car. It's quiet and I'm walking up this long hill. Faint sound, cold chills. I swear I just heard a familiar voice. Inside of the club, outside of the club. Was it that first cab? I swear I know the voice. Think fast, that's my only choice. He's coming up, I hear him running up. I ran and I trip, I fell and I buckle. My belt in a buckle, my keys in my knuckles. He's grabbing my hair, I'm screaming to stop. I'm hitting him hard, it's turning him on. The burning is gone, my body is so cold and frozen in fear. Accepting my fate, his hands on my waist. I think that I threw my keys in his face. I ran and he chased. I stumbled on a group of three that were leaving. I ran towards them, didn't notice that my feet, they were bleeding. And that's when I called, praying that you be there recording. The only person that I know is up at 3 in the morning. I sound mad, but if you ain't a girl, I guess you don't know the feeling of watching what you wear because you're worried about making it home. Walking with your phone to your ear and you ain't on the phone. Can't walk on the same side of the pavement alone. Everyone's a fucking good guy and they're making it known, but I'm just making it known that if you ain't a girl, I guess you don't know the feeling of checking the child lock or seeing the air tag. A 5-minute walk home feeling like 5 miles. Maybe if these people would police our cities where they police our bodies, then maybe fucking hell. Maybe every woman that I know wouldn't be stuck as well. Danger doesn't look like no killer in a mask. It looks like that flirty cab driver and guys that feel entitled cause you're standing in their section. Short-tempered men, the ones that struggle with rejection. I knew a girl called that was in so deep she thought violence was affection. I know some women wouldn't want a man's help because so many of them want the same reward for their protection. Danger doesn't look like no killer in a mask. It looks like that kid in the group chat that jokes about, and he won't ever stop because there's no one to correct him. And he might even do it cause the system would protect him. Algorithm gonna find some people just like him. They hate women too, okay, yeah, fuck it, let's connect him. Homicidal, femicidal shit on their suggested. Somebody just asked you on a date, it was your dentist. He just went downstairs and got your number from reception. Used to be nice, said I remind him of his little girl. 2 weeks later, he wants a sexual connection. Danger doesn't look like no killer in a mask. Talking to women hunted down by the people they say reported to. Honestly, I wouldn't have the solitude or fortitude. Try and humanize you, she could be somebody's daughter. You, as if that's the reason that them fellas shouldn't slaughter you. God forbid that they offend the people you're belonging to. Objectify you just the way I do in every song. Tomorrow was never wrong. Can't trust guys, she never lied. No men aside, the femicide, the cat calls, the long stares, the kind words, the lines blurred. Call her out, impersonator. Who know a victim, don't know a perpetrator. Am I one of them, the men of the past? Who catcalled, I spoke in the bars. I'm complicit, no better than you. I told stories of, yeah.
can sit on the fence, that's hardly an option. You either part of the solution or part of the problem.